Good evening. My name is Larry Benson, and I'm here with my grandma. And ideally, I've always wanted to interview my grandma because she's traveled the world, and she's also had some up and downs in life. And one of the interesting things is that she also taught my mom. And I just wanted to get the emotional side of her story and just her family and just everything about her. And so, first question is, can you tell them your full name, age, birthday, and birthplace?
My name is Mavis Elder. I was born in New Orleans in the Charity Hospital. Okay. In 1948, June 26. I was raised in Scotlandville, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Part of my life as a young child, I was raised in Columbia, Mississippi.
You said Columbia, Mississippi, and my second question is, what was your family's financial status growing up until the end of your childhood?
When I was staying with my grandparents, my grandfather was a farmer. He did cotton, he did corn, all the vegetables. Mm-hmm. That's what we were raised off of when I was very young.
Okay. Mike, can you talk about the time that Uncle Connie had woken you and Medea up in the middle of the night and why?
Well, he was shell-shocked. Agent Red that he had been fighting with in Vietnam had gotten him, and he was shell-shocked when he finally come home. He had us standing up by the wall, 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I said, get up! me and my mother, we got up. Oh, my mother said, son, I'm tired. I got to go to work, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he said, get against the wall. We got against the wall. And he said, now. Different soldier words he was having us, and we were just there. Oh, Lord, please.
Yeah.
So, he did quite a lot during that time, but he got much better.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Oh, that's great. I just love that story. That's why I wanted to make sure I got it in here, because I just thought, you know, it's history.
Did you hear me? Well, this, yeah, son, I hear you. You don't hear me call me Sergeant Durr.
Right, yeah.
But there's a Sergeant Durr, I'm tired.
And just to make it clear for the listeners, how is Medea related to you?
Medea is my mother.
All right. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Connie is your?
My brother. Mm-hmm.
All right. My next question is, when and why did you get your tattoos?
I went with my granddaughter, the youngest girl. She wanted me to take her over there. She was going to get a tattoo. So I sit and wait for a while. And then she asked me, she said, Grandma, you want a tattoo? I said, yes. And I got the red tattoo cross here. She got one in her back, a big one. I got a small red one there.
You got a red cross where? So the people can.
On my arm right here.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I said that's the blood of Jesus.
Right.
And I've had a dog all my life. I'll be 75 next month. And I've had a dog all my life, so I got a little dog foot there. Mm-hmm. She loves dog too, and she got one too.
Oh, that's great. Because when I heard that, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. My 74-year-old grandma got two tattoos. That's great. Have you ever... My next question is, because I know I'm hitting you with a bunch of random events
in
your life.
That's okay.
Have you ever gotten in a fight, and can you explain the story?
I got in a fight in high school. And I was on the softball team, and this girl, she went for bad. She was on our team, but she just went for bad. It was a pop-up ball. I think I just come from Mississippi. And she was talking noise, old big country girl, and blah, 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 and, you know. And I was kind of afraid of her because they say she carried knives and stuff. So
yeah.
I was going for a pop-up ball, and she ran over there, and we collide. Boom! Nobody got the pop-up ball there. And, oh, Lord, she walked up to me and started bending my finger back and talking noise. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't want to fight. But the coach, who used to be the coach for Southern basketball girls, Jackie Honey, she came out there. She said, if you let that girl bend your fingers back like that, I will beat you myself. And I was scared of her too, so I just lit into Minnie. Her name's Minnie Hilton. And I mean, I just couldn't stop. They had to stop me. I couldn't stop.
You started beating her up?
Yeah, I couldn't stop. I couldn't, because I was scared. I couldn't stop. I just beat her up till she had not a stitch of clothes on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And the man from the recreation center, he had to run there with the blanket to put around her. Yeah.
Did you have beat her up so bad?
Yeah, I was scared. I mean, I just, woo.
Yeah.
I never will forget that as long as I live.
Yeah. No, it's funny. For this first segment, I'm going to just give a little outro again. Thank you, Grandma, even though we call you Grandma.
How much more? I got to sign my card.
But thank you again.
How many more I got?